Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for February 5th, 2023 is based on Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 20. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is, Where is Heaven Located? An introduction to our gospel reading. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus encourages his followers to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world, doing good works and keeping God's commandments. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter, will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. May be seated. Well, grace and peace to you from God, the creator of the stars and the sustainer of life. Amen. Today, there will be thousands of sermons preached about salt. Today, there will be thousands of sermons preached about light. Those tend to be the two main teachings in this Matthew text that stand out to preachers as accessible entry points into sharing the good news of Jesus. It would have been fairly easy for me to crank out a sermon this week based on salt or light because of all of the sermons I've heard over the years about salt and light. But there's something going on in my life right now. I don't know exactly what it is or what's behind it, but I've been more and more attracted to the difficult and the challenging portions of our texts in our weekly readings. And I think it's beginning to rub off on our Wednesday morning Bible study group as well. Because this week, after reading our Matthew text, I asked them what I always ask: what sticks out to you in this text? And one of the ladies said something to the effect of, "What's going on with all this kingdom of heaven talk? It's confusing." Here are those last three verses from Matthew again. "For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth have passed away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." Is anyone else a little confused by those three sentences? Heaven and earth will pass away? I thought heaven was eternal. Some are great in the kingdom of heaven, and some are least in the kingdom of heaven. Is there really a hierarchy in heaven? The level of our righteousness determines whether we enter heaven or not? I thought we didn't earn our way into heaven. I admit, I was even a little confused when reading these sentences. And luckily, I have some great Lutheran colleagues in the Cincinnati and Dayton area who get together for an hour each week on Tuesday to talk about our weekly texts and to help each other process these readings. I kept thinking that these statements about heaven just didn't seem to match up with the rest of Scripture and what Jesus says. They seem contradictory to things that Jesus says later on. And that's when one of my colleagues noticed my stumbling block, to which I was blind. I kept thinking about heaven as solely a place that we enter when our earthly body dies. That's a concept that came about in early Christianity due to the philosophical influence of the Greek and Roman philosophy of that era. It was not the belief of the Jewish people in history. My friend reminded me that about our Matthew reading from 2 weeks ago, where Jesus' first words of his ministry in the Gospel of Matthew are, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." Also frequently translated as, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." The arrival of Jesus collapses the divide of heaven and earth and brings them into overlapping existence. See, the Jewish idea of heaven at the time is different than the way that many of us tend to think about heaven now. For them, heaven resided above the bow in the sky, above the clouds. And heaven was compromised, or it was not compromised. It was, what's the word I'm looking for? Comprised, not compromised. Heaven was not compromised. Heaven was comprised, thank you, of several spheres or levels, with God dwelling at the highest of the heavens. And so God's arrival here on earth from heaven brought the heavens to earth. That's the context we need to be aware of when trying to interpret these difficult verses about the kingdom of heaven. Now that the kingdom of heaven is here, when Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven, I believe he is talking about our relationship to God. How closely are we experiencing God in our lives? Are our eyes and ears open to God at work around and in us? And the way that we most closely experience God and God's will is when we do our best to live in accordance to God's law, doing our best to match God's will for creation. In those moments, we get to experience a little glimpse of heaven here on earth. So when Jesus says, "Whoever breaks even the smallest of these commandments will be called least in the heaven, kingdom of heaven," he is saying that their actions are preventing them from fully experiencing the presence of God. And when he says that whoever holds fast to the commandments will be called great in the kingdom of heaven, he is saying that they are not only participating more fully in the kingdom of heaven, but are experiencing a closer relationship with God. And then Jesus talks about the scribes and the Pharisees. He says that unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. What does he mean? Well, the scribes and the Pharisees did uphold the law in their lives, but often they were using the law for the wrong reasons. They were focused on using the law to exclude people from God's community and to call people unclean or unworthy. See, God's law is meant to convict us individually to change, to personally seek God's will in our lives. It's not a weapon to be wielded against one another. If we're using God's law to harm one another, then we're surely not experiencing heaven on earth. Jesus is refocusing the thinking of his disciples. He's telling them and us that the kingdom of heaven is here now. God is with us here and now. Experiencing God and God's love and participating in God's kingdom of heaven is not something we have to wait for until our lives are over here on earth. God has come to show us how much God cares for us and wants us to not only survive, but to thrive. Jesus isn't trying to scare us into right behavior. And I'm sure that you've probably seen or experienced religions or churches that use fear to try to get people to act the way they think they should act. Rather, Jesus is coming at it from the opposite point of view. The good and perfect kingdom of God is here amongst us now. And you have a chance to experience it when we open ourselves up to God and seek to do God's will. While our time here on this planet is relatively short, why not experience it to the fullest, as God would intend us to do? Why not seek God's love and justice and peace? Why not love our neighbor and work for the betterment of community? Why not experience and share the love of God that we have first received? Why not help God with the work of bringing heaven here to earth? Not because we feel obligated to do so, but because we are so thankful for what God has done in our lives. I hope you experience a little bit of heaven here on earth today. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.